Module E, Practice Paper 3, Pursuing His Passion, pages 22 and 23. Part 1, Access to Information from Written Texts. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 7.
17-year-old Evan Paul is a dyslexic teenager who attends the Landmark School in Beverly, Massachusetts, a school noted for its leadership in the area of treating language-based disabilities, such as dyslexia. Things are going well for him at Landmark, but Paul recalls that this wasn't always the case. At his previous school, no matter how hard he tried, he was unable to succeed, and no one, not even Paul himself, knew why. Initially, he had been misdiagnosed as having ADD, attention deficit disorder. He remembers that his mother literally had to wrench him out of bed in the morning. As he grew up and his schoolwork became more demanding, the prospect of success became more elusive, and the thought of going to class became unbearable. The one thing he did have a passion for was video games, something not usually considered a particularly healthy pastime for a child. Finally, Paul was properly diagnosed, and he enrolled at Landmark, where things have improved greatly for this 12th grader. In fact, he is now able to handle his homework and still have time for other things, like running his multi-million-dollar video game business. Yes, Evan Paul is the CEO of a multi-million-dollar online game trading company, where video game enthusiasts can swap their games at just a fraction of the cost of buying new ones. He currently has 18,000 registered members. Traders sign up for free and pay him just $1.95 each time a trade is made. Just compare that to the cost of a new video. Remember that before he started his business, all Paul wanted to do was sleep? Now he wakes up at around 5 a.m. to talk to his computer programmers in Nepal. There is a 10-hour time difference between Nepal and the east coast of the U.S. He gets himself ready and drives 40 minutes to school. After school, he comes home, does his homework, and then works well into the night with very little time for any sleep at all. Paul has received offers, rumored to be as high as $10 million, to buy his business, but he isn't interested. He claims that his technology has huge potential since it can be used for trading many things online, not just video games. In addition to being a kid and a CEO, Paul is also a sought-after lecturer on dyslexia. His talks instill self-esteem and inspiration in dyslexic children, who can really relate to him. He says that kids should treat dyslexia as a gift because it will enable them to develop a passion, explaining that when they find something they love and are passionate about, the rewards will be great. First and foremost, it will bring the child confidence and the knowledge that he is not a failure, and from this will come the drive to prove it to others. By the way, Paul believes that parents who feel that video games are detrimental to a child's development are mistaken. He says that games are what helped him build up his confidence in his own abilities, gave him the opportunity to turn his hobby into a thriving business, and allowed him to start pursuing his dream. Paul graduates from high school in June and plans to expand his business into the global marketplace. He will start college next year after a trip to Kathmandu.